Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
You know, I was reading the newspaper this morning, Arizona Republic, and something that I read happened to be one story of a, you remember, many of us remember the story of this Columbine High School shooting many years ago, where some two high school kids that were in satanic cult went and gunned down a lot of students. And in the paper today, the parents, one of the mom of one of those two hooligans that did that, finally wrote something like an article of why and how they couldn't figure out what happened to their son. Everything seemed to be okay. And the last thing that the mom of that, one of the sons, one of these boys, wrote in the article was that when the boy left, it was like he left. Early in the morning, he left and said, bye, mom, not knowing that he was one of the two gangs that are planning to go shoot the school. And this woman said she couldn't figure out that boy was fighting a battle in his mind. For many years, they just didn't recognize what was going on until after everything was as happened and the boy was dead. I think that boy died in the shootout with the police or something like that. But what she said gave me an inkling. I said, things were happening. These young men are fighting a battle in their mind. And that is something that we need to think about. The war that we are in is what the Bible calls, we are not fighting flesh and blood, but what? Principalities, powers. And that is what topic the Lord wanted me to share in this series. It's going to be a series from today, and on Wednesday, by God's grace, if you'd like to know more, I want you to come on Wednesday so that we can really go into questions and answers. This topic is going to be on activity of demons. Now, not the type of demon that you think are making people crazy and so on, but it's a form of craziness, like those boys that planned those. It's a craziness. They were crazy, but demons are having their covert operations, just like you have in the military. You have covert operations. And that is the warfare that we are in. And this is going to be called, you know, some people call it demonology, where we talk on how does this, where did these things, where did they come from? Where did the demons come from? What is the origin of these demons? And how do we resist them? How can we fight against them? And what should be our God? And that's a series. That's why I said it's going to be a series. But today, I will more or less talk on the earlier part of it, which is going to lead us on Wednesday, we're going to talk more on where we're going to do some more Bible study and questions and answers, so that you can feel free on Wednesday to ask questions. Because by understanding, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that is why we need to know some of these things, so that we guard ourselves. The Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence. Out of your heart are the issues of life. So that is one of the Bible verses we need to consider. And today I will give us maybe two examples or two stories. And then I will also give us at least two Bible verses on what to use to combat the forces that are against us. This is a warfare that is going on, and the warfare is not just cancer, heart attack. Those are also part of the warfare that the devil, Satan, is using. But how many of us know about the cowboys? You've heard about the cowboys. When they want to get a cow, what do? They throw a rope. They swing the rope around and throw it. When the rope can get the horns of the cow, now they drag him in. They pull him in. The same thing with the fishermen. You throw your line, and when this fish, who thought, well, this must be a bait, must be a very beautiful lunch, went after the lunch and got hooked. Now what happened? The fisherman now began to reel it in, pull it in. That is what the devil also is after. That is what the devil does. So what we are going to talk about today, which we call the activities of these demons, is like the rope. They make people sin. That is the activity we are going to talk about. But what is the purpose? The end result is for the cowboy to kill it, to slaughter the cow. The end result is for the cowboy to slaughter the cow. The end result is, like the scripture said, he said, when sin is completed the circle, it brings forth death. So think about that when we are talking about this series, that the devil is not your friend. The demons, they are not your friends. But this kind of covert activities that we are going to discuss in this series, mostly in this series, that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about the killing and the cancer and all those things, which are also activities of Satan. But I'm going to talk about these covert activities of the devil so that you are aware that they are everywhere in the air. I mean, they are in the air. They talk through the what? Through the mind. Through thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Can you say that with me? Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Those are the methods that the devil use, that these demons use. And we're going to, I'll give you some two stories, and then we're going to give some Bible verses, and the Lord will say what the Lord is going to do for us. Amen? Well, where do these demons come from? What are demons? I want you to first know that there's a difference between satanic spirits and demons. Two different group of beings. But God created them all. Amen? That brought me to something that I always marvel at. Remember, I was watching on one of those days, I was watching maybe on TV, the animals, the animal kingdom. And there are these lions. And they just look for these animals to kill. And you see a bunch of bulls and cows. Many bulls and cows, but the lions are few. And I started wondering, and they would, you know, this cameraman will go after like a lion or a tiger. As he pursued one of these animals and nail him down and kill him. And I started meditating and I said, what are the functions as far as the cows are concerned, as far as the bulls are concerned? What is the purpose of these lions and these tigers? Just to kill them and heal them? But that reminded me of when I was in Germany many years ago, and we were in a Bible study, and this discussion came up, and one of these Germans asked this question. He said, did God just create this Satan to just be tormenting us or killing us, or what for? What is the purpose of Satan? Why did God create him? Why did God leave him moving around just to mess up with us or something? I also think about this. Think of mosquitoes. How many of us know mosquitoes? What is their function? Why are they going about just sucking human blood or any blood at all? Why would God create those? That is one of the things that I thought about one time. I said, wait a minute, Lord. Is there any function for mosquitoes? Or not going about sucking human blood, which nobody likes? So if you are going about wise them out, say, I don't need this animal. Then God has a purpose for all these things. But all you can say, maybe it was because of the fall. That is why all those things begin to happen like that. That may be our explanation. When the fall of mankind came, maybe the mosquitoes started doing nothing other than sucking blood. Maybe the lions started killing because something has snapped in their spirit. But we are going to talk, where is this origin of these demons? Where did they come from? According to Bible scholars, I'm not going to go through the whole history. Bible scholars believe that this, before Adam was created on this planet, the Bible said in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So we don't know how long was that beginning before Adam was created. But the Bible said there was darkness upon the face of the field. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. You want to read it with me? In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So between those verse 1 and 2, Bible scholars believe, and I believe that too, that this planet has been for years. We don't know, it's not for 6,000, it's been long before that. And whatever was on this planet before, they were destroyed. And by destroying them, according to the scriptures, which we are not going to go into some of those scriptures later, maybe on Wednesday, if you want to go to Bible study, we can go through that. The Bible made us to understand that they were animals. Whatever the form of beings that God created that were inhabiting this planet before, when God destroyed them, when Satan fell, they became the demons that we know. Their spirits became the demons because they were disembodied. But God started all over again when he created Adam. That's why he came and said, "There shall be light." And God started with a new man, Adam. And he said, "I have dominion over all these things." But God warned Adam. Just like he gave us his word, he warned Adam and said, there is a tree which is symbolizing a personality. An enemy is around here. God didn't take them out of this planet. They were still roaming on this planet. And there are many Bible verses we can point to that will be later. But that was the origin of demons. Now, why did I say those are different from satanic spirits? See, the Bible said Satan had angels that fell from heaven with him. So those are the satanic spirits. But those demons were animals disembodied in the spirit world. Now they're just roaming around or locked up. Different categories of animals. So you can look and say, well, maybe, I'm not going to that. But that is where many Bible scholars believe these demons come from. Now, you can also see that God is still merciful even to the demons. Remember the story of this lunatic man that the Lord Jesus Christ met after crossing over the lake to a place called Gadara, and that lunatic spirit saw the Lord Jesus Christ afar off and he ran to worship. So many times people think if God manifests, demons will run off. They don't run off. That's an example there. If Jesus Christ appeared, I don't think demons will just run off. They don't run off. God did not ask them to go, to leave. You see? That should give an example that when the Lord Jesus Christ manifests, he allowed them to come closer. That is an example. Not that he loves them, but it's an example to us. That lunatic man ran to meet Jesus. He didn't run away. If you are the one that says, "Hey, this man is going to cast us out, maybe you run away from the neighborhood." But no, they didn't run away. They came to Jesus and fell down and worshiped. Then the Lord said, "Get up." So you have to remember that. But what we are trying to say is that those demons, they even pray to Jesus. They do not send us out of this place to the abyss. If I am the one, I will say no. But you see, God created them all. And he said, "He that asketh, receive it." So he answered their prayer. He said, "Let us go into those swines." And the Lord said, "Okay, go." So you have to remember that even our God is merciful to Satan and merciful to all those things, and because he is God of mercy. And God is going to continue to allow that mercy. But he has given you and me authority. And that authority as the renter, let's say we are renting this place, because he gave it to Adam as a lease to take over, to wash over this thing. And then Adam lost the lease. So all these things are roaming around doing havoc to mankind and to the whole planet. But he is giving you and me the power and authority to control them. So you and I have to put in the control. That is where we are today. Those demons are roaming around and they can do all this. But how do they operate? How do they operate? That is what we want to talk about and see how we can resist the devil. The Bible, we are talking about thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Those are the methods that the devil will use to attack people. They are enemies of righteousness. As you can see, John chapter 3, verse 19, you will see some example there. Those demons are enemies of righteousness. What do I mean by enemies of righteousness? That is, their purpose is to make people offend. Righteousness is how you live for God. Ungodliness and unrighteousness is what they try to propagate. And like I said, it's just like a rope. Trying to catch a cow, you have to throw the rope. And so Satan and those satanic spirits uses those demons. Because they are animals that are roaming around on the planet and locked up in many places. Satan uses them to get bits, like bits to sow the seeds. And how do they operate? By suggesting, because they can speak just like any human being. You can hear them just like ideas that come to your head that is contrary. Now, how do you, let's think about it this way. Do all the ideas that come to you, are they all from the outside or they are from inside? I want you to meditate on this. Every idea that comes to you, you want to do something. Do these ideas originate from you, or they are whispered from outside? So that is where you have to balance these two. Because we have intelligence also. We are human beings, we have intelligence. But these demons also are roaming around, like they say, they are in the air. Unless they are inside the person, they are always in the air like flies. On Wednesday, I gave an example. I said, flies, they will see your food, they come around and you say, shoot, and they run away. They try to come back again. And you have to keep doing shoot, or you swap them, get rid of them. So the same way, those animals, when they are like that, they are all roaming around trying to look for whom to devour. By suggestions, by thoughts and ideas and opinions. And when you resist them, either because you know the truth, you know that this idea they are suggesting to you is not from the Lord, and you resist it. But they have some very subtle ones. Very subtle ones. That is the one that we, many times, human beings, especially believers, can fall prey to. And that's the one we want to talk about. Subtle suggestions that does not look like contrary. But if you analyze it properly, that is one of the reasons why we are trying to teach this. We have to be very analytic when it comes to suggestions, ideas, thoughts, before you go ahead and implement or work harder or think about it, or even before you consider it. Thoughts, ideas, suggestions, opinions are what the things the enemy will use. But let me give you the first example. Here is an example of Adam and Eve. We all know the story of Adam and Eve. We know right from the Bible that it was Satan that came through this animal called serpent. And the Bible said he came unto Eve. And what did he do? He tried to throw the rope. All he did to Eve was to sow some seed of doubting what God said. Sow them some seed of questioning the motive of God. Why did God tell you guys not to do this? And don't you think God is trying to hide something from you? Those are the thoughts, ideas, suggestions we are trying to say in this series. That you have to be very careful and sensitive to what is coming to your thoughts. Sometimes it comes through friends, like that of Adam and Eve. And I just came through a friend, serpent, because one of the animals God created, they were controlling these animals. So we can say it's like a friend. So these voices can come through friends who suggested. Here's an example. When we were growing up in Africa, when we were in grade school, there would be some drama that we saw people dramatize when we were in grade school. I almost remember this drama where two women that were married to two different men, and these two women are friends. And they would dramatize this in our generation that these two women, one was getting maybe $500 from a man, the other one was getting just 200. But this one that was getting 200 was envious of the one that was getting $500 from a man for food, maybe monthly food. And she tried everything to get this man and break. And what did he do? She came and said, how much is your husband giving to him? 500. He said, 500? How dare you take that from that man? Well, she couldn't even get 500. All she wanted to do was to sow the seed of discord so that she could get them break and she could. And they dramatized that when we were growing up. He said, well, that's foolish. How can a woman listen to that? They still listen to it up to today. The devil still uses those type of tricks. And that was all they did on Eve. Why did God say, you guys shouldn't eat this food, or we're going to die if you touch it? He said, God, you are not going to die. And that was thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and opinions. We have to be watch and pray. Christ said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Well, that was just one of the examples of what the devil uses. And he uses so many in many areas of our lives. Thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and opinions are the instruments the satanic forces use to trap people. And once they are trapped, then you can bring in every other thing. Let me give you some general things that many people, we all know. There are different kinds of activities, demons, that they specialize in some different areas. What I'm trying to talk on this series is the demons that bring sin and misbehaviors. Sin and misbehaviors. But there are demons which the same other ones can bring sicknesses and diseases. These are also demons. And then there are spirits that can really bring heart attacks, accidents, death. Those are satanic spirits. So like I said, the satanic spirits use the demons to bring those people in. And why will they bring that? Because once sin has taken hold of people, their mind is no more following the Lord, then it's like they have liberty. Because the scripture said, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. That was the scriptures in the Bible. And the law of God is to be obeyed by all living beings. Now, what the devil needs to do is to simply make sure that you are not righteous, so he can then put his rod on you. So that is the weapon, that is the strategy. If he can get, like the animals, if he can get this one out of the park, get him out of the park, then he's alone, then they can pounce on that animal and get and kill him. The same way, if the devil can make this rope stick and pull this fellow into sin, misbehavior, then it's almost like the guard is let down. Then they can come in with more diseases or attack. And that is what their strategy is. So then what do we do? The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, let's read it. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Where Apostle Paul was telling us to put on the old armor of God. That is where we are going. We are going to really summarize it with that, but I just want to throw that one in. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Now, if you go to the rest of the verses, you say, what are these armor that we are talking about? Because I just described demons as if they are things that you can arrest and kill. But how do you kill them? See, these are the armors. And how do you stop them? These are the armors. Righteousness. The first thing I mentioned, salvation for your head. Truth for your garden, that is the word of God. The breastplate of righteousness. Your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then the shield of faith. So those are the weapons, some of the weapons we are going to use. You say the word of God is the final one. And then praying always with all prayer and supplication. Say the sword of the spirit is the word of God. So we're going to give some few examples of the word of God, how you rebuke these demons. When they come around trying to make you sin, you've got to remember what the scripture says. Amen? Are you still with me here? Now, I said something about subtle ways that the enemy come along. And this is very important, especially for we that says we are precious. The devil can come in many subtle ways. And a story came to my mind when I read the First Kings chapter 22. There was this prophet called Zedekiah, son of Kenana. He felt he was really a servant of God, according to how he felt he was walking with God and so on. But how did he suddenly, let me read the story so that you know what I'm trying to lead to him. I said there are some subtle ways that these demons also can influence human beings. It comes always through the thoughts, through the ideas, through the suggestions. And very soon people are doing things that they will never realize that it is getting out of line. And then they won't know when the Spirit of God just departs. Take an example of Samson. You know the story of Samson. What was the problem with Samson? That he lost the anointing just temporarily. Sometimes it's not permanent, like that of Samson. You know, he did. It was not permanent, but it was temporary. He lost the anointing. He lost the presence of God temporarily. Why? Because he was trying to please a woman. Trying to please a woman. So that is one of the things I'm going to summarize today, because some other time we're going to go into detail Bible story. But one of the few things that we need to be aware of when we say, what are the avenues that these demons get inroad into man, into human beings? Avenues. Because if somebody, if you have a mindset one way, maybe that mindset is an access, you know, like an avenue for this demon to easily attack. If you are prone to anger, then you know something can easily make you angry. Then they are open avenue for some demon. If you are prone to pleasing people, because those are another, and every one of these have been summarized in the scriptures. Pleasing men is a danger. Because that is what you see in Samson, trying to please men. King Saul, trying to please men. Those are subjects, you see. Those are, if you are prone to that, at least you have a tendency of just trying to be a man pleaser, trying to get favor, or trying to make sure that everybody likes you. Then they see somebody they can use. The demons see somebody they can use for any, for something worse than just pleasing men. And that is one avenue that they use to come through into mankind, to bring this, their influences. But the same thing, I was talking about that prophet Zedekiah, that how he suddenly didn't realize when the Spirit of God left him.
Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, and I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he call being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow the and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet, to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.